This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials with the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said Friday some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, many elderly and with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific circumstances around the besieged city of Bakhmut, where Russian forces have been trying for months to capture the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a news briefing via video link, ICRC official Umar Khan said thousands of people still in around Bakhmut are living in dire conditions, spending almost entire days in shelters, waiting out what has been almost constant intense shelling. He said buildings in the region are crushed by military firepower, roofs are ripped off, and apartment buildings are littered with holes. Khan said they've been trying to deliver basic supplies to help the people survive.
For these communities, the International Committee of the Red Cross recently delivered hygiene kits, solar lamps, containers, water containers, essential repair supplies, and handheld tools. These are the practical items that give them practical solutions to the problems they're facing every day.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's defense ministry says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has severely dislocated the Russian military's training system because instructors have largely been deployed to Ukraine. In a Twitter post Friday, the ministry said Russia has likely redeployed at least 1,000 troops who had been training in southwestern Belarus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday the military is set to launch a counteroffensive against Russian troops, but needs help from their European neighbors. The Rwandan government has commuted the prison sentence of Paul Rusesabagina nearly 3 years after he was captured and detained. Rusesabagina was once a hotel manager in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. He's credited with saving hundreds of lives during the country's 1994 genocide. His actions inspired the film Hotel Rwanda. VOA News. North Korea is reporting that it has successfully tested a nuclear-capable undersea attack drone that analysts say is similar in concept to Russia's Poseidon nuclear torpedo. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
North Korea says it has successfully tested a nuclear-capable undersea attack drone designed to create massive radioactive waves when detonated below the surface, hitting fleets of enemy ships or coastal areas. It's dubbed the Hae-i, or tsunami in Korean. Images from North Korea's state-run media show leader Kim Jong-un standing next to a large torpedo-like object, which it didn't identify, and the object exploding underwater.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Britain's King Charles on Friday canceled a state visit to France after social unrest over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law erupted into some of the worst street violence seen in years across the country. Reuters' Edward Baran reports.
Britain's King Charles canceled a state visit to France on Friday, Buckingham Palace said, after some of the worst street violence seen in years erupted over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law. The postponement will embarrass Macron, who wanted the visit to mark a symbolic step in turning the page after years of poor relations post-Brexit. Charles was meant to travel to France on Sunday for 3 days before moving on to Germany, an itinerary that had been seen as a win for the French leader, who sought to position himself as Europe's de facto leader.
That's Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. In Israel, Palestinian Muslim worshippers went to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque to attend the first Friday prayers in the holy month of Ramadan and traversed an Israeli-held checkpoint in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was disqualified from Parliament Friday, a day after he was found guilty and sentenced to 2 years in prison on defamation charges over remarks that alluded to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname. Gandhi's Congress Party, which has called the judgment politically motivated, led protests in India's capital and accused Modi's government of jeopardizing democracy by trying to silence the opposition and making what they called unthinkable assaults on freedom of speech. Bosnia's autonomous Serb Republic has moved toward criminalizing acts of defamation and insult despite international criticism and protests by journalists who see the new law as a crackdown on free speech. The regional parliament Thursday passed draft amendments to the criminal code, introducing fines of 3,000 to 60,000 euros. That's 3,000 to 65,000 U.S. dollars. Marissa Melton, VOA News.